Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Nakapanayam ko si Linco Parenas, isang international student mula sa Melbourne at staff ng isang Filipino restaurant na Mamalore. Dahil po sa mga anunsyong ito, hindi mawawala sa mga tulad ni Linco ang pangamba para sa kanilang kabuhayan at kung paano nga ba makakabawi sa mga gastusin na hinaharap ngayong pandemic. Lalo na po at napipilitan ng magbawas na naman sa mga oras na ito no, ng mga empleyado at ng oras ang kanilang mga pinagtatrabahuhan. Narito po ang aming naging usapan. Hi Linco, so today, epektibo na itong stage 3 restrictions para sa Metropolitan Melbourne kung saan nandyan yung restaurant na pinagtatrabahuan mo. So, kumusta? Anong sitwasyon dyan ngayon?
Actually, Miss, we didn't anticipate this na babalik siya into like stage 3 lockdown. So, it's really struggling for us, especially in the business. Kasi ito ngayon nangyari eh. Before we, nung nag-open ah, medyo binigyan na ng chance to have the dine-in for like 22 people. I mean, 22 people. So medyo doon, medyo nag-ano kami. But still, we're still struggling kasi alam mo yun, yung sales namin hindi pa rin makaka-cope up with the different expenses sa restaurant, especially in paying the rent, people, and the rest of our expenses.
Oo, kasi parang ka-iis lang ng restrictions, tapos eto na naman, re-lockdown.
They did it like parang on the spot.
Medyo so mabilisan really, yung desisyon, di ba?
Mabilisan yung desisyon. So, it's really more difficult for us to really, you know, carry on with the different responsibilities sa business.
Yeah.
It's really a big, it's really a big impact for us. It's really difficult.
So, paano ngayon yung mga staff dito sa loob ng 6 weeks? Magbabawas ba kayo ulit? Balik takeaway? Yes. Anong mangyayari?
Yes, definitely. Magbabawas talaga kami ng mga staff namin. Actually, what we did last time is we do the roster na parang everyone will avail an hour. At least, even if we cannot give the specific amount of, you know, hours or time for every staff, basta mabibigyan lahat. But this is what happened again. So, hindi namin anticipate to eh. So, it's really difficult.
Parang yung inaakala natin dati na makakagain na ng momentum para sa sales yung mga restaurants at mga businesses biglang pababa ulit.
Yes. Actually, it's what we have observed. It's still people are, especially Filipino, they are still very conscious of not going out. Kasi, alam mo yun, it's for everybody's safety. So parang ano din, actually affected din yung sales namin. But it's still okay kasi ano na lang, we're trying our best. But yun nga, yun need to observe din namin. It's Filipinos are also very, alam mo yun, you're very responsible with the act of being safe. And then, that's also one thing.
And ang services nyo, babalik na ulit sa takeaway, tama?
Yes, more or less, Miss. Babalik sa takeaways or we're still waiting for other instructions maybe wala nang takeaways or ano.
Bukod sa trabaho, paano naman ito naka-apekto sa personal na buhay mo?
Oh, yes, Miss. I live just in Werribee near the restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Oo, so medyo ano siya, medyo malapit lang sa ano. But still, it's a big impact. It's, you know, I just got a lot of my income from the work in the restaurant. And I'm very dependent with that, with my tuition fees, different expenses sa bahay, and all the bills that I get, that I have for being here in Australia. So it's really a big, burden for me, especially for my tuition fees.
Oh, lalo na 6 weeks, di ba?
Yeah, 6 weeks. It's not easy. Kahit nga we're open with the regular business, our salary is also affected. So that's why we need to stick to that. As long as makasurvive, it's fine. It's a really good thing that there are lots of, you know, Filipino community are helping us international students. And it's really a big thing for us to feel like we're not alone here in Australia. And, you know, the feeling of bayanihan, the feeling of being with the Filipino is such a good thing. Ang dami-dami.
And I hope na dito sa panibagong pagsubok na ito ay maging tuloy-tuloy pa rin, mas maging matataga no, ang mga kababayan natin na nandyan.
First message to all international students, my fellow international students, na let's just, it's not easy to, you know, experience all these things that we have here in Australia, but you know what, going home is not an option, okay? So we can get through this and let's just be positive with the things that are happening and alam mo, I have spoke to different international students and they're also very positive in this because of, you know, a lot of people are also uplifting us, a lot of people are helping us, and I think that's really one thing that would really also help us here.
Yeah.
And of course, to all our Kababayan, to all the Filipino community, I'd like to thank you all for the warm support and the love that you have showed to us, especially to all of us international students who are really affected with this COVID-19 pandemic. And it's such a nice feeling to, you know, being helped and being with people, and let's just all pray for this to end, and let's just be positive.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.